Good morning and welcome to hour four of Rosie on the House, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. As many of you know, my mom owned a restaurant here in the Phoenix area for a long time called Baby K's Cajun Kitchen. She no longer owns it, but it is still in operation. I was there one night, and an elderly woman came in on a walker, and someone in the staff pointed over to me and said, "Yeah, that's Rosie over there." And the woman came over to me and said, "I've been listening to you on Sunday morning for 40 years. I gave her a big hug and I said, "Thank you, darling. Let me buy you dinner." Oh, man. Love doing the show. We're here. And our mission at Rosie on the House is to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Just to clarify for anyone that may be new to the program.
Yes.
This is only your 28th year.
What? Right.
So, and this is Saturday, not Sunday.
Saturday, not Sunday.
And we've never been on Sunday morning, but that's okay. That's okay. I bought her dinner and gave her a big hug, and that's just fine. So we're here. Our mission, we're broadcast through six stations, nine signal sticks across the state of Arizona. We cover 90% of the populated mass geography of Arizona, and we're here to be your best friend. If it has anything to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, as well as your garden, your lawn, your trees, your shrubs, we want to be your best friend. We want to be where you start every single project so you can get the best, most accurate information. We've been building and remodeling all over the four corners of Arizona, from Nogales to Tucson to Ehrenberg. How many people do you know have done a remodel in Ehrenberg, Arizona? Well, we have, as well as Nutrioso, Sholo, and Flagstaff. We know the state of Arizona. And if you've got a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, and I don't have an answer, or Romy doesn't have an answer, we probably know someone in your neighborhood that does have an answer. You join the conversation by dialing this toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. And whatever you're trying to contemplate getting done, we'll put our 45 years of building and remodeling experience to work for you, give you the name of a tool to maybe speed the project up, make it look a little bit more professional. We'll also recommend certain brands of products that we've had the most success with over the years. So we're here for you at 1-888-767-4348.
And thanks to our sister station of our flagship station, the Sports Channel, we do get some tickets that they give to us to give to our listeners.
Oh, we better get that.
A little appreciation. We actually have three different tickets: ASU basketball, Coyotes hockey, and Suns basketball. And we'll do the Suns on text right now. If you know three current Phoenix Suns players and you want to go to Monday night's game, the first person to text us at 411-923 the name of any of three
Hornacek.
Phoenix Suns rosters
is Barkley.
You know, he's not current,
no.
But he was currently at Baby K's this week.
You know, I saw the picture.
Barkley was always a fan of Baby K's Cajun Kitchen and of regular guests. And I will tell you, from my interactions and observations of Barkley, I would have a completely different perspective of who he is on the court that you're used to seeing is not who he is in person.
No.
He is quite a gentleman in person.
One of the ways we become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. So again, that's text three current players on the Phoenix Suns roster. First one to text that to 411-923 wins two tickets to a Suns game. Okay.
Monday night.
Monday night's available. One of the things we do is we answer a lot of questions at this phone number all week long. And recently, one of the utility companies in Arizona have put out in a mailer their logo with an offer for you to buy a particular insurance plan. So we reached out to the utility company. We developed an opinion after reading the plan and the policy and the offer. And we thought we'd bring someone from APS in. I'd like to introduce you all, Arizona homeowners, to Dave Brzezinski, Director of Marketing for APS. And Dave, I didn't know any other way to do it, but then let you guys give your side of the story and talk about what it is y'all are exactly offering or not offering or endorsing or not endorsing.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on.
Thanks a million for carving out your Saturday morning.
Sure, sure. You have a lot of APS employee fans out there, so a lot of people were excited that we were going to be on today. So, we in the fall released a relationship that we have, a trusted partner in HomeServe, and they are a home warranty provider. And this was after a lot of deliberation, a lot of internal, decisions and discussions, and a lot of vetting of HomeServe, to go with a partner that could go out there and provide home warranties for customers. The research that we had out there, customers were telling us that they actually were looking for something like this. And we actually get a lot of phone calls, too, from a lot of customers that didn't quite understand the delineation or where APS ends and their responsibility begins.
Yeah, I bet y'all did get a lot of calls. Because y'all mailed this out, or HomeServe mailed this out, to how many of your current customers?
HomeServe didn't mail it out. It actually came from us. That's an important thing out there. So this went out to over 500,000 customers. Wow. With APS.
Well, next time you do this, give us a heads up so I can hire a couple more people to answer the phones.
Yeah, you bet. It was one of those things where a couple things. HomeServe told us that we'd probably get some calls on this. And, it's important, too. Things are changing at APS where, we really want to make sure we have a good relationship with our customers out there. And this, probably appeared out of the norm from what customers get from us. And so, as customers from our research, think about us a whole 7 minutes a year, it probably appeared out of the ordinary to get this. And so it was really good eye-opener from the phone calls we got. You contacted us and some, I actually had customers call me directly right into our phone system. And that was some great conversations right there.
I do want to give APS a little kudos here. I was testing your system. And I actually went on the letter that I received as an APS customer, directed me to a website link. And I went there and couldn't find the answer to my question. Y'all actually had a place to post your question. I posted my question, and it was a matter of about 12 hours later. I had a nice, detailed explanation directed exactly to me, Mrs. Romero.
Well, that's good to hear, and I can say that my group is actually working on something even better to get customers answers even faster than that. So stay tuned for that.
Well, it wasn't just a canned response. Somebody took the time to read my specific question and mm-hmm. digest it and answered it very, very specifically, and it helped me a lot. And the plan that y'all have currently floated out ensures a part of the electrical delivery system to the homeowner's house that is past your point of responsibility and intersects right at the homeowner's point of responsibility. And they're ensuring everything from that connection to the actual panel itself, as I understand it.
So, it's important to know, too, that, the first thing that went out to customers was an exterior wiring program, and that there's an interior wiring program that will subsequently come out, HVAC, as well as a water heater plan. And so, as customers, need to evaluate, what they do and do not purchase and what they get in the mail, these other things will be coming out, too, to offer them, possible protection for things that they need in their house. So the exterior wiring program went out. Our relationship with HomeServe, they asked, to send it out to 500,000 customers. And the exterior wiring program is a very interesting one because, not a lot of homes in the valley here, in low country, as we may call it, necessarily would need this program. But in high country, up north, there's a lot of different configurations of homes out there, different types of connections between APS and the customer. And so, some homes have connections underground, a lot of them in the valley here, a lot of them are overhead up north. So, we've actually seen a good response to this actual campaign in terms of people taking on this plan.
Okay. And I want people to realize, if you read the plan, which I've taken the time to do, and you read the small print, this doesn't cover any accident or storm damage. This is only replacement of parts due to normal wear and tear. I appreciated the fact when you and I talked the other day, you said, hey, this isn't for everybody. We're not looking for 500,000 people to sign up for this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. This is not for everybody. You know, we are going to be pushing out these different notifications to customers about these plans. And as we do push them out there, you know, customers would evaluate, see what they actually need. But absolutely, you know, not every plan is going to be for every customer, and everybody has to evaluate it on a need basis.
Dave Brzezinski, Director of Marketing for APS, carved time out of his Saturday morning and postponed his arrival at his daughter's basketball game just to share this information with you. That's the access we have here at Rosie on the House to give you, the Arizona homeowner, the answers to the questions you have. Dave, thanks a million and good luck to your daughter's game.
Thanks so much. And if any customers have any questions, please contact us. Go to APS.com/protection plans. Get information there. You can get the phone number of where to call. You don't want to receive these communications anymore. We'll take you out of it. Let's just take care of all the customers out there.
Hey, man. Thanks for your efforts. And
right,
and Dave, I want you to find me somebody to talk to. I want to talk to how we generate electricity from a lake through a dam, send the power down the lines, and get it to the transformer in the neighborhood. That's a captivating story.
You bet. We could have you come out. We got programs for your customers to save energy. I actually shaved my electric bill down in half since I've been working at APS there. So there's a lot of programs out there for customers to take advantage of. And anytime you want us to come on and talk about that, let's come on out and talk to the customers and get them in the know.
Dave, we'll be in touch. Thanks a million. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
So that's the plan that went out to 500,000 homeowners. They're asking you to insure a section of your electrical component system. Now, I will tell you, as Dave just told you, that we polled all of our electricians in Arizona, and we just asked, when was the last time you had to replace these parts due to wear and tear? And of all the certified electricians in the Rosie on the House network, we couldn't find one that had ever been asked to. Many times it's due to storm damage. That's true. And the policy would be okay for that. But this policy doesn't cover that. It just covers normal wear and tear. So when Dave Brzezinski of APS says it's not for everyone, I would like you to encourage you, please read the policy carefully, because unless your home is extremely old, and I'm talking like 80, 90, or 100 years old, might not be the plan for you.